My name is Jordan Harper, and I'm a development intern out of Pawleys Island, South Carolina. And the main task of my internship so far has been to collect testimonials from WPR members in order to use them as commercials during pledge drives. And it was a great experience. I learned a ton of stuff from the staff here at the station, from the people I interviewed, from volunteers who take time out of their day to come in here and help us man the phones. And it would take another whole semester just to share the things that I've learned. But here's a couple of, I think, the more important things that I've learned. The first one being that public radio really touches the people that listen to it. It inspires a real sense of loyalty in its listeners, a sense of loyalty that I've heard people joke is usually reserved for close friends and childhood pets. And that sense of loyalty really shined through in a lot of the interviews I did with people. Interviews in which almost everyone I encountered had things to say along the lines of,
"Well, number one, I believe in public radio. Pretty much I listen to it wherever I go.
I just think that, you know, public radio is something to be valued.
Like you used to say when I was little and would watch Sesame Street, it's your window to the world."
I've always been a fan of public radio wherever I've lived. I'm kind of a news freak, and public radio has the best news going.
"And our dog knows that it's dinner time when the sound of All Things Considered comes on, when the bom, 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 bom. She knows that means it's dinner time."
I feel like it's a good idea to support something you like, and that's the case with public radio. You know, it's really easy to be able to donate and feel good about it, too.
"It's important for people to donate because we cannot afford to have this kind of treasure go away or be dependent on federal funding all of the time."
"Of course, anything for Wyoming Public Radio."
The second thing I learned, trying to schedule these over-the-phone and occasionally in-person meetings with people, is that everybody's busy. So if somebody gives you the time out of their day to call you back or come into the station, use it wisely and thank them profusely. That being said, I'd like to thank
Reverend D. Lundberg from Casper, Wyoming.
Emmeline Ostlund from Bighorn, Wyoming.
Jeremiah Thomas Sniffen from Laramie, Wyoming.
Angela King from the Chicagoland area.
Deb Gillihan from Brandon, Manitoba, Canada.
Ken Dries, and I grew up in Virginia.
Bruce Reed, and I'm from Casper, Wyoming.
Michael Ellard in Bozeman, Montana.
Ian Christopher Flores from Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Bobby Wade of Big Tiny, Wyoming.
Andy Barry in Laramie, Wyoming.
Pastor John Dice, I minister in Buffalo, Wyoming.
Ernest O'Toole. I'm originally from Massachusetts, and right now I'm living between Laramie and Northport, Colorado.
Ed Barbier from Centennial, Wyoming.
Conrad Smith. I grew up in Kansas, but I've lived in Laramie for 18 years now.
Kristen Schlottman, and I have lived in Wyoming since 1992.
John David Cameron Hardy. From Scotland, have lived for most of the last 20 years in Jackson Hole.
Henry Langstaff from Morristown, New Jersey.
Kathleen Vernon in Laramie, Wyoming.
Every last one of you had a ton of entertaining and intelligent and insightful things to say, and I just want to thank you for sharing them with me and for sharing them with your fellow lovers of public radio. The third out of many, many lessons that I learned while working on this project is that people care way more about staying informed than they're ever really given credit for. Just talking to people around campus or around town, it's really easy to buy into the narrative going around that that the American public isn't really informed anymore, nor do they care to be informed. But talking to the people that I interviewed shed light on a really different story. Nearly everyone that I spoke to felt that keeping the public informed was not only a major function of public radio, but a necessity for a civilized society. And nearly all of them had things to say along the lines of,
"Good quality news is not widely available, and I do believe Wyoming Public Radio has the best broadcast news in the United States right now."
I think public radio is an important resource, primarily as a connection to not only what is going on in the rest of the state, but also in the nation and our world.
The great thing about NPR is that I think it really does try to present the facts in terms of public affairs, world affairs. And I think that makes them even more important today than they were years ago.
And this is just the tip of the iceberg of what I've gotten to learn here at Wyoming Public Radio so far. But even this is more than enough to give me a brand new appreciation for all of the contributors and listeners and volunteers and staff who are here every single day behind the scenes making public radio happen in Wyoming. And as I sit here, quite possibly doing studio work for the very last time, I would just like to thank everyone that I've gotten the opportunity to be in contact with in this station. You were amazing teachers, every one of you. Thank you. Thank you.